This article that I wrote is on uncovering one's essence. Have you ever been asked to introduce yourself? Well, of course you have, and that usually comes during job interviews and with new acquaintances. What do you say? Do you share about your job or your hobbies? These are probably the safest areas to share, and while there's nothing wrong with sharing about either of those things, they tell little about the energies of one's essence that they have expressed through those activities. For example, I help people unearth their programmed patterns in order to uncover authenticity. And yes, that tells you something I do, but it doesn't tell you who I am while I am doing that. But if I tell you that I'm offering the heart energies of clarity and healing while I do my job, then you have a deeper level of understanding of who I am as well as how I express who I am. By identifying my essence, we will both have an understanding of where we can energetically connect. Yes, we can also participate physically in the doing, but participating in the being is what adds dimension. I know a man who readily shares with me about his children. And I have concluded from his sharing that he believes physical attention is a big player on the parental love scene. My picture of parental love is more about acknowledging the energy each child is expressing as they act out their life. These two concepts of how to express the essence facets of love that a person has can vary. But we can still energetically connect around love. I simply need to accept his love being as real for him as mine is for me. Said another way, by letting our essences be the focus rather than our expressions, then we can share love. However, there are times when it's important to have both our being and our doing match with another person. When that need arises, just make sure you don't let the focus be on the doing and leave out the being. For it is only when the qualities of our essence come together that we can have a true connection in the physical. Recently, the importance of this truth has been pointed out in several schools. They use the term character qualities instead of essence. But nonetheless, our children are receiving a different training than that which I grew up with. When I was in school, popularity was considered to be the most important quality a person could have. And it didn't really matter how one achieved it. For instance, I knew one girl who gained popularity by bullying others. Her followers followed out of insecurity, not the quality of friendship. It wasn't that this girl or her followers didn't have valuable qualities in their essence treasure chest. Of course they did. Everyone does. But they had not been trained to see their essence as a point of connection. Had they discovered that they already were the energy of friendship, they could have shared it. Every time you bring your being to your doing, you will uncover yet another piece of the quality that makes up who you are. Do you have any questions, Terry?
Yes. It reminds me of a book I read years ago, Little Soul in the Sun. And it's about a little soul that's about to incarnate. And God asks the little soul, what part of special do you want to be? And the little soul picks forgiveness. And then the little soul is born and has to have all these experiences that require forgiveness. And if that concept's true, then that would be true for all of us, that we're born to bring certain God aspects, yet human life values outcomes and not God aspects like you're talking about. And that what a gift it would be for a young child to be acknowledged for their God aspects. And that's what you're asking us to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what my question is other than, if you're a parent, how can you do that? How can you do that? When schools and everyone else are valuing the other.
Well, the schools are beginning to acknowledge the importance of this, and I'm very pleased about that. I've heard of several schools that now they will acknowledge the child's character qualities. They're doing it in different ways. Sometimes they have a character quality posted in the hall that everyone's to become aware of, and sometimes the teachers try to identify each child with their primary character quality that they bring to class. It is being done, but we tend to parent the way we were parented, and since this is sort of a new concept, it's very important, and it can start wherever you are. If you don't have children, you can do it with your friends, as I brought out in this article. But the acknowledgement in every interaction of, okay, what is the energy they're bringing behind the words? Well, I should say through the words, or through the action that they're doing with you. You know, if you're going out to eat, are you going to a place to discover new food, so it's discovery? Or are you going to a place where it's really healthy food for the energy of health? Or are you just going out to play? Well, acknowledge that this is just an energy of play, and we happen to be eating while we're doing this. It's very, very essential that it become an everyday activity for us, or we won't use it.
Thank you.